right now on VFN TV, is Federal Express not only delivering our mail, delivering our packages, but allegedly, according to this investigation that we're going to play today on VFN TV, they're delivering body parts, they're saying, of aborted babies around the nation today on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
What do we do?
Another level about to happen.
Not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
I mean, people are being evacuated for attics in areas never flooded before.
Or how could that happen in Boston? How could this happen?
We have to watch what the right hand's doing when they're probably we're trying to be distracted by the left hand. There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear.
I can promise you one more thing. Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
Nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists cross into the United States of America.
We already know the news. We're trying to change it. The news is if we don't repent, this storm is coming and it's going to bring great devastation. We are going to suffer hugely if we don't turn.
We're being organized according to the Alinsky tactics that were taught by our president for 4 years in practice in his life, but he taught them for 4 years.
Now, Dr. King was saying from the platform of being a Christian, who I believe would be an apostle.
I have a dream. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
And I'd like to repent on behalf of the law enforcement.
We receive your repentance in the name of Jesus.
That we can turn back to God. We can say, Lord, here we are. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, it only takes seconds for things to happen that could take decades and generations to get over.
It's going
to
be a day like no other day. But when all is said and done, God will reclaim Israel and God will pour out his grace and his mercy even upon the United States of America.
God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power.
And God spoke to me. He said, not just United States. Again, there's going to be another greater movement of God's Spirit.
I mean, I believe the best days, for the churches ahead.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world. It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the Word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and welcome to VFN TV. Joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Who would have ever thought it? Allegedly, reports are by a medical research of progress, Center for Medical Progress, another investigative video, just horrific that you're going to be hearing and seeing today, but also the very fact that they say at the end of the day, they have called Federal Express to pick up the aborted babies and deliver them. But first, let's go to Federal Express and what they're doing in regards to mother's milk, in regards to life. Take a look at this.
The Mother's Milk Bank in Colorado is one of 18 human milk banking organizations in North America. We are the nonprofit milk banks that accept donor milk, human milk, from moms, and then make it available to little premature babies and babies whose mothers can't produce and provide their own milk. Our milk bank last year produced 545,000 ounces of milk, and that becomes even more relevant when you realize that 1 ounce of donor milk can provide nutrition for those little babies for over 24 hours. So it becomes really important to the service that we provide.
I've said in the past, it's like liquid gold. It really is the best thing we can do to promote growth. The longer the babies are breastfed, the less chance they have of respiratory illnesses. And there is some evidence that babies do better developmentally.
Sometimes I use the analogy of a blood bank. In fact, we are more stringent in our screening than blood donors.
When it's pasteurized, it's put into small glass jars and frozen, so it's perishable and fragile. We need to know that whoever is going to be transporting this product, that we can count on them. I love that we can look up online and instantly see when we are going to be able to tell the customer their product is arriving. Many of the hospitals are waiting with bated breath for that milk to arrive because they have hungry babies waiting for them.
Over the years, we've used local courier services. Sometimes we use staff. And we found that it's just much more efficient and professional for us to be able to use FedEx Same Day City when a delivery person goes to pick up milk from a mom in her home. She's there, she's got a little baby. So we want to be sure that they're comfortable in opening the door to those people.
I have vendors engaged with us that will help support and understand the valuableness of what we're doing. They know that this is going to a hospital or a family that desperately needs it, and they know that the timing of it is critical.
The precious milk that we get in, we're the caretakers of it. We make sure it's safe. This is really important that that last step is taken in a very responsible and professional way.
That's such a powerful, powerful thing. It's just, isn't it just so refreshing to see something like that? And, you know, this life is being delivered. Well, we're just about to hear another investigative video of Planned Parenthood, of Center for Medical Progress, who's done these videos and showing what's taking place behind the scenes at allegedly these Planned Parenthoods, how they're selling the body parts of children. We're going to hear more about that today. But first, I want you to see right here. You can see Planned Parenthood's website. And they talk about, if you could look at the services they provide right here in the bottom left-hand corner, you can see the number one service they provide is abortion. They will kill your baby. I mean, they will end the life of your baby. Senator Marco Rubio just stated recently that, you know, that this generation will be looked back on in the next 500 or so many hundreds of years, saying this is what a barbarian type culture that actually would kill their children, take life. And it's like, we've got to begin to stand up for life. But they actually focus on that. And more so, watch this next investigative video by Center for Medical Progress alleging that they're selling the body parts before the lady even comes in to have her baby aborted, even if she doesn't even want to have it aborted. Listen to what takes place.
She told me, she's like, it's not an option. Like, it's demand. That's what your job is. There are times where they would just take what they want. And these mothers don't know. And there's no way they would know. When you first go to the clinic, what you do in STEM Express is you go to the head nurse and you tell them if there's something you need. So let's say that day I needed a certain gestated fetus. So let's say I need a 15-week fetus for some reason. So I go, I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a 15-week fetus today. If could you let your staff know? I was like, oh yeah, we'll let you know. Each procurement tech usually has an assigned clinic that you want to build a relationship with at your Planned Parenthood, because, you know, you have to have really good communication. So Megan was at B Street with Sarah. Jessica had San Jose the Alameda. I had Stockton and Fresno. Fresno was in actually an alley. The areas like Fresno where it's dirt cheap and the area is not good. There were so many. I would work for 8 hours and there would be 40 something patients. It really wore me down. It's the environment, it's morbid. Like, you can feel it. You can hear screaming. You can hear crying. Like, so they give you a sheet and it's everybody for that day who's coming in for an ultrasound, who's coming in for an abortion, medical or late term abortion. And we basically walk around the clinic and make sure that we have time. We consent them. We take them in the room. or meet them in the chair. Some women can, they come in, they do a test, and then you find out they're pregnant. Then you can consent them. So pregnancy tests are potential pregnancies, therefore potential specimens. So it's just taking advantage of the opportunities. The fetus, the fetal tissues remains is a POC, which stands for product of conception. The specimen is what I would obtain from it. So POC, product of conception, specimen is what I would procure. I would set up my laptop, and then you would log into the task page, log into AIM Instant Messenger. You would go get the gestation sheet from the head nurse, and you would see how many opportunities you had on the sheet. So then you would report that. The task page would just list the tissue, where it's to be sent, and then the number of specimens in equal. And so we all had access to edit that page. So if there was, I said we needed a liver, 17 weeks, John Hopkins or Stanford, Berkeley, whatever it was. And it said specimen, so if I got that, I would put my initials, so I'd edit it, put one HO. So that way, if we needed one, that's already cleared for that day. So everybody would log in and you would say, oh, there are 24 appointments today, 10 tissue opportunities, 8 blood sample opportunities, first patient at 8. So then I would wait for certain girls to come in. I would look for an opportunity to consent. So that would mean, like, after they go in, they get registered to nurse, go sit down. That would be a great opportunity for me to, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Come in, shut the door, STEM Express, had a consent form. We'd have to initial, you know, I'm certified, I'm donating, I know I'm not going to be reimbursed or I'm compensated. I know this is for disease research. I'm consent. I've already consented that I am going to get an abortion. Yeah, no. That doesn't happen all the time. Some of these women don't know if they're going to get an abortion. Some of them don't even, they're not 100%.
Think about that. You know, we're going to continue this after the break. But listen, she said some people don't even know, women don't even know they're going to have an abortion yet. So they're walking in, they're looking for help. Supposedly, Planned Parenthood is to help them plan out their life and plan their birth. But what they're really doing is planning the ending of the life, the murdering of this child, you know, the abortion of this child. As a matter of fact, Sherry Shepherd on The View, she talks about this, exactly what happened to her. Watch this.
There are teenage girls out here. Mm-hmm. There are teenage girls out here who, I have to speak to that because I was one of them, who it wasn't a thing of where I didn't think of, oh, I can't feed this baby. I don't have
you
enough money.
Know. Did anybody
I
teach
was a
you?
Teenager. It was just
what
like, it,
who helped you? Where did you go to get help to talk about what had happened?
I went to Planned Parenthood, and they actually were encouraging me to have the abortion. Even when I had second thoughts.
How old
were
you?
I was 17, and I said, I got second thoughts. But they were trying to rush me in there to have the abortion.
I ended up not going, Sherry, I don't know who you went to, but I'll tell you.
I was Planned Parenthood. That's
not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what happened to Sherry Shepherd. She's talking just like this lady was saying that was working with Planned Parenthood. And the interesting thing, at the end of the day, once all these baby parts are, and these babies are harvested for body parts, you saw that list, and we'll show that in a moment, Federal Express, each of them had their identifying number, it looks like, on that list, priority overnight. So they're being shipped. Imagine how the Lord is looking at us. Not only did we kill our children, but we shipped their body parts all over our nation through, allegedly, you know, Federal Express. We're going to watch, see the rest of this alleged background investigation after the break. Join us.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And can you move your arm now?
Oh my. Jesus went around and he healed all.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So she's saying that ladies come into the Planned Parenthood, and you think that means you're going to help me plan out my life, but what it was it is not planning out a life of a child. It's the ending of a life of a child based on the, allegedly according to these reports. And I want you to hear one more time, because she said ladies come into these clinics looking for, I guess, ladies' health care, wisdom about their children and their pregnancy. And she just said this, a former person here is alleging that worked with them formerly, that's what was going on, just like Sherry Shepherd said. As a matter of fact, listen one more time to Sherry Shepherd before we go back, so we understand Sherry's actually a victim of what they're talking about right now. Take a look at this again, The View, Sherry Shepherd.
There are teenage girls out here. Mm-hmm. There are teenage girls out here who, I have to speak to that because I was one of them, who it wasn't a thing of where I didn't think of, oh, I can't feed this baby, I don't have enough money.
Did anybody teach you?
I was a teenager. It was just like,
who helped you? Where did you go to get help to talk about what had happened?
I went to Planned Parenthood, and they actually were encouraging me to have the abortion. Even when I had second thoughts.
How old were you?
I was 17. And I said, I got second thoughts, but they were trying to rush me in there to have the abortion.
I have to say, Sherry, I don't know who you went to, but I'll tell you.
Planned Parenthood. That's
not what I'm saying.
I went to Planned Parenthood. That's where I went. So when you think about that, I mean, she's just validating what this investigated, alleged reporter is talking about, or person. And notice that they called the babies, you know, products of conception, POCs. So she said, I would get the POCs and I would allocate them. As a matter of fact, you can see here is a list of Federal Express, each particular body part. I guess it's going to come up in a moment. And you'll see how, as she's writing it out, that each particular body part has a Federal Express number to it. It says, overnight priority Federal Express, procurement on Wednesday, a personal, body part. And it assigns a Federal Express number, it looks like, based on this report, to the baby's body part. And you'll hear at the rest of this horrific video talking about, which is the finishing of it, where she says she, at the end of the day, when she's all gathered all these parts of babies, she calls Federal Express. Not only, it looks like, are they delivering, mother's milk to help sustain life, but they're delivering baby body parts who were just killed in their mother's womb for Planned Parenthood. Let's listen and join back into this investigation, allegedly.
What about Dr. Berman, this other than he worked for Planned Parenthood? There were actually comments made about him. He had a reputation for going viciously fast. Like, if we didn't watch him, we would lose our specimens. It was that fast. If there wasn't a girl in the room, he would get mad. He would pace the hallways if there wasn't something to do. Like, it's almost like he wanted to do it. And that made me really concerned. And how fast he was going with these women. And I felt bad. Like, there was a few times to where if he was working and I had a girl who did not want to get it, but she, she felt she had to, I wanted to tell her, do not go to this clinic. When I imagine, because I've seen abortions, I imagine him literally going into the room, lifting the covers, going in, grabbing, and walking. Like, that's how fast it is. It's ridiculous. I was the only person who is a licensed CPT-1, a licensed phlebotomy technician. But the other individuals were drawing blood in the clinics. The coworkers I had, they would not consent the donors. If there was a higher gestation and the technicians needed it, there are times where they would just take what they wanted. And these mothers don't know. And there's no way they would know. There were times where, I remember one time it was the Fresno clinic, and that was the most high volume clinic we have. Lots of abortions, lots. And I had a very gestated woman that was a LAMS patient. So LAMS patients, it's a 2-day process. So they take a certain material, they come in, they insert it into the uterus to expand it, and then you come the next day to take it out so they can extract the fetus. So I consented her, and she said no, and I'm fine with that. I'm not going to press anybody. I'm not going to consent a girl who's throwing up from the abortion medication. That's not who I am. And uh, she She said no, and the next day, Jessica came, and she's like, oh, that, you know, that the high gestated girl, do you have to get her, make sure you get her? I'm like, oh, I already consented her yesterday, she's not comfortable. And she looked at me, like, okay, walked out, took her into the room, and she came back out, and she was holding all these tubes. And all I said to her was, what do you say to her to get that blood? She's like, nothing. I'm like, so basically you just went in there and took her blood and you're going to be taking her fetus without her knowing. So, yeah, that's terrifying. Like, imagine if you were an abortion patient and someone was going in and stealing your baby's parts. And half of these women are already on edge as it is. You know, so it's terrible. The women I worked for were cold. Just cold. They don't care. They just wanted their money. They didn't care that the girl was throwing up in the trash can, crying. And even there are times to when patients would ask me, like, they would come in and be crying, like, should I do this? Should I be doing this? And what, from my personal view, I'm very pro-life. And I would tell them, like, run, like, go. Like, you'll figure something out. You don't want to do this. Like, if you don't want to do this, go home. And I would get in trouble for that. I get in trouble. Jessica would say, why don't you consent her? Like, because she was crying and throwing up and she didn't even know if she wants to get it done. What'd you say to her? I told her if she wasn't comfortable with it, then I'm not going to do anything. She said, well, that was an opportunity you just missed. Like, I'm not going to tell a girl to kill her baby so I can get money. And that's what this company does. Straight up, that's what this company does. My job is to go there and get blood and tissue parts. Like, it wasn't presented as an option, really. From my boss, the words of Sarah, it's not. Like, she told me, she's like, it's not an option. Like, it's a demand. That's what your job is. I said, I'm not gonna push them over the edge when they're already on the edge. Like, there's a reason why they keep journals in the recovery room. Like, abortion was a good thing, there wouldn't be so much emotional damage from it. End of story. I would take my sample, I'd put it in a tube, I would label it with a specimen sticker, I would take it back to the room, update the task page, put, you know, one or two, how many I got that day, and I'd fill out the paperwork on my computer, print it out at the lab, and that's what I would do all day. And then at the end of the day, I would put everything in a FedEx package, and I would have to drive to a FedEx and drop off the specimen. And the sad thing is people would ask what was in the box, and I didn't know what to say. Like, oh, there's dead baby parts in there.
So you're looking at, I mean, just is that not horrific? You know, I'm glad that, you know, she's sharing this so we can, we've been praying, dear God, end abortion, you know, send revival. And it looks like the Lord's just uncovering this. But, you know, you think about it, before the ladies got there, according to what she's saying, alleging, that they would actually figure out how they're going to be able to sign a particular, an item on a product sheet. They called a baby the product of conception. You know, you think about that. God calls it a baby. I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you in your mother's womb. And so they take this child and call it a product of conception. They begin to say, you know, this is some lungs. This is some thymus. This is a liver. And they begin to start seeing what they can do with it. And they even assign, as you're looking at right here, when she was showing the Federal Express, you know, they're already assigning overnight numbers based on the STEM company she's working with. I don't know if you can see it right here coming up. Yeah, but the think about it. It's like they're already selling these baby parts. They're already assigning them out. And some of the alleged reports are they're delivering them to our universities. and research facilities. I mean, look at this. This is, you can see this right here. It's saying, you know, a particular a body part is procured. In other words, they took the child out on Wednesday. Only it's a specific body part. It had a Federal Express number assigned to it. And it's like, I mean, and she says at the end of the day, you know, when the mothers they perceived that were going to come came, and the parts that they got, and then they packaged them, put them up, and then they would deliver them to Federal Express, who delivered them. And I'm sure, I don't know if Federal Express knows this or not, but they're delivering babies' body parts around the nation, what she's alleging. As a matter of fact, now let's look again at one of Federal Express's ads. They're talking about, you know, what they do. Take a look at this.
No time to drop off your packages at a nearby FedEx location? Let FedEx make it easy for you when you request a pickup at your location. The FedEx Schedule a Pickup online tool allows you to quickly and easily schedule a FedEx one-time pickup. This service is available for FedEx Express, FedEx Ground, and FedEx Express Freight shipments. Scheduling a pickup online provides many convenient benefits. You can schedule a pickup in three simple steps. Review your pickup history and edit or cancel pickups. Specify pickup details, such as the ready time, latest time, or special instructions. Set up email notifications to the recipient or others to inform them of the scheduled pickup. And access your FedEx Ship Manager address book to easily save changes or add new locations. You can schedule a pickup online even when you're on.
So you're thinking about that. I never thought about that you can schedule baby's body parts being picked up or even dropped off. You know, that's specifically what she said. At the end of the day, when she gathered them all, she would take them and she would deliver them. I mean, I never would have thought. I mean, I love the fact that they're delivering life, you know, breast milk to babies who need breast milk. But this stem cell, the stem company that she's working for with Planned, working together with Planned Parenthood, allegedly are doing this for babies' body parts. Listen to the last thing she says when you're thinking about Federal Express. Listen to what she says.
Print it out at the lab, and that's what I would do all day. And then at the end of the day, I would put everything in a FedEx package, and I would have to drive to a FedEx and drop off the specimen. And the sad thing is people would ask what was in the box.
There we go. So now, look at this. Is this horrific? So imagine God watching, because it says the blood of Abel cries out. So the blood of these murdered children are crying out to God. And we're delivering. So you have this basically this blood that's being delivered all over the United States of the murder of over 70 million children, estimated to be 70 million children, babies that have been, you know, aborted since 1973. Dear Lord, this is horrific. When we come back from this break, you want to hear Joe Scarborough as he begins to talk about how horrific this is and what's being said from a senator about Planned Parenthood. Join us after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a religious club at a public school have a web page advertising their meetings? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I wanted to find out the rights of a student organization at a public institution. Do they have a right to have a student organization web page for a Christian organization?
Well, that would depend on whether they allow the other student groups to have websites, because what the Supreme Court decided in 1990, and this is obviously was before the growth and the real birth of the Internet as we know it today, the Supreme Court said it equal access. Access was entitled the students to official recognition, which said access to the school's media. The question is, with regard to a website, I think it would follow within the same logic to include a website. It's actually a great question. Hang on the line. What I'm going to do is get you in touch right now with some of our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice to help you out, okay?
Stay informed, get involved, and make a difference. Visit the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up. Or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Isn't this horrific? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You don't have to imagine. It looks like this is allegedly taking place in our own country. And you would think, it, you know, I truly believe that if Federal Express knew that they were part of delivering arms, legs, livers, body parts that has, I mean, imagine your company, you start your business and you have this great vision for your company. And, you know, I believe Federal Express started by a particular college student. The concept did was he had to write a term paper and he came up with an idea how to deliver mail overnight, you know, and it became a company eventually. And I'm sure he never would have thought that his inventory numbers, the inventory trucks, tires and packages and envelopes would have never been assigned to a body part of a baby to be shipped around the nation. But allegedly, according to this particular investigation, it's alleging that this is exactly what's going on. And they actually have a number. It says overnight, this is the body part, this is the overnight. And at the end of the day, she gathers all of her, you know, products that are obtained during conception or whatever she calls them, you know, babies, and delivers them to Federal Express. And they get overnighted, you know, to whatever the destination is. It's just horrific. And then you think about this, you know, Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. You know, Steve, that this is an important statement that she says when she's, you're going to see her, because Joe Scarborough is talking about, you know, her. And what she's saying, but she said, we're not going to go back to, this is not the 1950s. And if you'll study what happened in the late 50s, and which is Margaret Sanger starts coming out with, you know, her eugenics and all the things that Ben Carson is talking about today, you know, they're trying to eliminate races and prevent them from, you know, being able to have children. And that's where Planned Parenthood comes out of Margaret Sanger's vision. And, It's all kind of tied together. And it's like, you know, if the 1950s, we weren't killing our children, I think maybe we need to think right. about whatever our values were in the 1950s. This is what Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries said, you know, Steve, in the 1950s, I think it was the 50s, he said, Americans who didn't even know God feared God. Mm. But today, people who say they know God, they don't fear him. And you know the world don't fear them. Even if the church, the people who say they know God don't fear them. And something like this, what you're about to see, Senator Elizabeth Warren say from your legislator building in Washington, D.C., it is amazing. And you'll hear Joe Scarborough comment on it. Take a look.
I come to the Senate floor today to ask my Republican colleagues a question. Do you have any idea what year it is? Did you fall down, hit your head, and think you woke up in the 1950s? or the 1890s? Should we call for a doctor? Let's be really clear about something. The Republican scheme to defund Planned Parenthood is not some sort of surprised response to a highly edited video. Nope, it's just one more piece of a deliberate, methodical, orchestrated right-wing attack on women's rights.
I don't know what was acceptable in 1890 or what was shocking in 1950. The Archbishop of Chicago said, "Have we so muted the humanity of the unborn child that some consider it acceptable to speak freely of crushing a child's skull to preserve valuable body parts?" Was that acceptable in 1890 or 1950? The commerce of body parts, the Archbishop says, of defenseless unborn children is callously discussed over lunch. A woman who spoke yesterday on the Senate floor talks about a sheer disdain for human dignity and a complete disregard for women and their babies. And there are pro-choice people who believe fervently in the right of a woman to choose, who are equally repulsed, disgusted by those videos, and more videos are coming out, and they will be worse.
They're really bad.
They will be worse. And for Elizabeth Warren to try to conflate the right of a woman to choose with the horrors and the callousness and the grotesqueness of what was discussed over lunch is really unfortunate. You know, Elizabeth Warren talking about the 1950s and the 1890s, she can talk about it all she wants. There's a great quote. I don't know the source, but it goes something like, "Just because we are not shocked by what shocked our grandmothers does not mean we are more advanced than our grandmothers."
Okay, but with, you know, just to be clear here, she's talking about the issue of defunding Planned Parenthood and its services. She's not talking about the, what's going on in these videos.
She's talking about an organization whose leaders
look, I don't
talk
disagree.
This
I
way,
think
and there are more. I it's going to be very interesting to see how many Americans really believe that their tax dollars should go to fund this organization. Planned Parenthood is not synonymous with women's health. You can have women's health, or you can have an organization that takes care of women's health without having the number one abortion provider who speaks so callously over lunch about the harvesting of unborn children.
This story's going to get a lot bigger.
Yeah, I'm just saying, conflating the right to choose with Planned Parenthood, conflating taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood with protecting women's health, that's just a red herring. It has been set up that way, so you can't have this discussion without being against women's health, but you can be against the funding of Planned Parenthood without being against the support of women's health care.
You also can
nice
be for the funding of
Elizabeth,
Planned Parenthood.
Nice try, Elizabeth Warren.
This.
Nice try. It's only going to get worse for Planned Parenthood. I agree with Hillary Clinton. There are troubling things on those tapes, and everybody needs to open their eyes and see that instead of reflexively talking about right-wing attacks on a woman's right to choose. Please stop insulting our intelligence, Elizabeth Warren. Stop.
What do you think about, this? You know, what is this about? You know, it's obviously ending the life of a child, but why would someone want to end the life of a child? And it really boils down to if in fact it takes 9 months to have to, for a baby to grow inside of me and then 18 years to raise this child, that means it's going to cost me to have this child. It's going to be. I'm going to have to give up things in my life for this child. It is a selfless act to have a child and to raise it up. But the thing about it, if somebody gave these particular people who are doing this a million dollar gold bar, they wouldn't go, oh, I have to carry this gold bar around. And they'd be so excited because they see personal gain and things they can get and stuff. But people, your babies are more important than a bar of gold. It's more important than job recognition or, and I heard one of the particular ladies talking about on MSNBC, you know, about education and her first response was that every mother, every woman is not going to have, want to leave her work to go do homeschooling because a, former Senator Paul, I believe his name is, Rand Paul's dad was saying at least, I think 20% of American children need to be homeschooled because they will be the next leaders of the next generation. Yeah. Ron Paul, was, if you 20% are homeschooled, then that would be the future leaders of the future America. And her response was, well, every woman's not going to want to leave her job. Well, he was talking about 20%, not 100%. So 80%, you know, and so you have to work. I mean, obviously these things happen. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. But the fact is, but at what point do, okay, when is it justified to kill my child so that I can actually have recognition, a job, and have my own name up? And it boils down to this. You know, and it's like 1%. I forget the numbers. Very low. We have the statistics for you on the web, our VFNTV.com. But they talk about, you know, what about for rape and that type of thing? And it's like, you know, you want to immediately go, well, it's terrible what happened. But then you think about this. If there was a nation, and I wouldn't doubt that there are some today, because there are some nations that if a lady gets raped in that nation, if she does not have, like, 3-4 male witnesses, then she's not, she doesn't have a crime committed against her. And she didn't have her husband's permission when she, I mean, all these different things going on. It's going to be Saudi Arabia, I know definitely over Iran. And that's not right. But can you imagine, Steve, a country that says, you know, because this woman was raped, we're going to kill her. Mm. We're going to kill this lady. And immediately people will go, you're not going to kill that lady. She's already was a victim already of rape. It was, why in the world would you even think about causing her harm? Because she didn't have anything. She was attacked. It was horrific. You think about it, how crazy that is. But immediately we just default to say, but we will kill the child. And it's like, that's what's so bad about rape. I mean, there's 1,000 things bad about it, you know, and it's horrific. But the fact is that now you have a child that's not your child. It's some other person's child and you're birthing it and you're raising it. That's the whole thing. The very fact that, you know, we default to the fact that let's just kill the child. We won't kill the lady. It's not her fault, but is it the child's fault? And it's like, you know, at some point we got to begin to value life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you know, read my words. If you hadn't read Fatherhood by James Dobson, Dr. James Dobson, I mean, if we don't value life in the womb, let me tell you right now, you start getting in your late 60s, 70s, 80s, they'll start looking at us going, you know what? You know, you've had a quality life. You know, you don't need to be using resources that this be for us, you know, and you'll start seeing, according to James Dobson's book on fatherhood, there won't be a nursing home for us or assisted living facility for us. There'll be a place that they end our life well. Yeah. You just sign your life away.
And that's the hard thing is that as I've seen these videos, it's so callous that they don't call it life. They don't call it body parts. They call it tissue. They call it procurement.
Yeah.
And they call it specimens. And it's just like, how different would the response be or the reality be when we said body part, child, life? It totally changes the reality.
It makes it illegal.
It's that much more of awareness because we can. Yeah. Someone who's unaware can get lost in that lingo of what does it mean? They keep saying specimen or tissue, and right. It's like, no, that's a human.
Right. Well, we got to go to break, but think about this. They actually told on themselves when they said point of conception. They called it POC, point of conception, and they've already saying that this child has been conceived, and there it is. And they wanted to go harvest now these children that have been conceived. It's just tragedy. Believe God. It can end. Horrific things have ended when we ask God to end these things. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I command blind eyes.
About 5 years ago, I got shot.
Ministry is valuable not only in the sense that it's alleviating suffering throughout the world, but more importantly, it is awakening people that if God is capable of working miraculously in this physical body, how much more capable is he of working miraculously to my spirit and saving me for eternity?
The doctor said that you had a torn rotator cuff. So show me what you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. And can you move your arm now?
Oh my. Jesus went around and he healed all. So all means all. It doesn't mean some. It doesn't mean, no, only a couple. He said all.
Okay, now move around. Tell me how you feel.
Muscle, tendons, ligaments, and bones be reattached now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now move it around.
Welcome back. I mean, this is just horrific, is it not, Steve?
Absolutely.
I mean, you think about harvesting babies. They're projecting what kind of product, that they're going to, point of conception products that they're going to have today.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at those lists that we were looking at that she was showing, allegedly, each of them had their own Federal Express ID number. And tracking number, and it said, overnight and specific dates for it. I'd like to know where these parts are going. Allegedly, some are reporting that they're going to some universities, in America on a college, where you're actually borrowing money to pay for your kids' education, and they're using that money to pick up those packages being allegedly delivered by Federal Express, according to this particular person. And it's like I have a whole different viewpoint of what's in that truck, what's coming, because of how God sees that.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard yet, and it's totally available to all of our partners, you can go at VFNTV.com and just follow the partner area. You can partner for any amount whatsoever. It's our partners that help us, stay here, our partners and our sponsors. And for any partner amount at all, you have access to all these teachings, prophetic words. But one of them is, Josiah. We are Josiah, because in America, and Josiah was the king, and when this king made these right choices, God blessed the land. And so many people are looking to Washington, D.C., to 530 some odd elected officials to make the right choices. Those are your employees. You hired them. You gave them a chance to lead, but they're working under your leadership because it's a government by the people and for the people. And so they're there because they were elected by you, by either, saying you voted for them or by you choosing not to register to vote. I think something like 35% of Christians in America, according to wall builders, are not even registered to vote. So that mm-hmm. is a vote, saying nothing. When you are the king, think about this. If you're a king, when something's going bad in your kingdom and you just choose not to be informed or make any decisions, the community that you're over and God's going to hold you accountable mm-hmm. for how it comes out. Well, in America, every citizen is a leader. We're called to decide and be educated on who we would like to lead and what their values are. But if 35% of Christians in America would just register and get informed, mm-hmm. that would change the direction of this. So it's going the way that it's going because of who America's voting for.
Right.
Well, one thing is, he said, King Josiah, God said, I'm going to destroy you destroy all of this nation of Israel because of all the innocent bloodshed, all the innocent bloodshed that was done under Manasseh, and it's going to be destroyed. And but Josiah got into the Word of God. It was hidden from him because the priests of those days, you know, hid the word from everybody, and they just created their own doctrine, basically. Mm-hmm. So Josiah sent out, and all this is in detail. You can go there and see it at VFNTV.com. Click on the partner area. But when he heard the word, when he sent some people there to clean the temple up and fix it up and you know, make it right. But when they were there, the priest ran out and said, "Hey, look what we found." They found the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so he had a secretary read it to him. And when he heard what God said about, and we would say today, when we hear what God says about the innocent bloodshed of 70 million children and us voting or not voting, causing this to happen, God's not going to hold us guiltless for this. Mm-hmm. He realized that God was angry with Israel. He tore his clothes and he began to deal with things. He went down and said, he ended abortion, if you would say it, in Israel. He ended the sacrifice to Moloch, this God that required children's sacrifice. He took down all these false idols, and he taught the people the Word of God, and he personally repented. He got the people to repent, and he said, "This is the way we're going to go as a nation." And God said, "You know, Josiah, there hasn't been a greater king that's ever lived before you or after you. Because you've done this, I'm not going to bring destruction on your generation. It'll be the next generation, because this innocent bloodshed has to be dealt with." And it was going to end up in Babylonian captivity, by the way. God, it takes bloodshed for bloodshed. When innocent bloodshed takes place, there is going to be some recompense in the context of that. We need to run to God. We need to repent. We need to ask God, you know, forgive us for not participating in this process. And if you haven't yet gone to civilchristianity.org, you can see it on your screen, civilchristianity.org. It's time for you to stand up and be counted. You know, Dr. King did that. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, here he is, a Christian man. He is a minister. He is an American citizen, and he stood up. He just stood up. He's like, "This is unjust. This is not a just law. This oppression against the civil rights of citizens of America. This is totally wrong." And his daughter said, "You know that my father had a call on his life, and a spiritual call, and his assignment was to civil rights. And our assignment in this generation is through these things. And so we have to stand up, and we have a pledge there. It is actually just like Dr. King's pledge. If you want to walk and march with Dr. King, you had to agree to these 10 commitments. And we have those for you at civilchristianity.org. Plus, we have articles on understanding. We've got to begin to educate ourselves how to be civil Christians in a civil land. We have to stand up. God wants us to stand up. God will be with us. There's more for us with God if we'll stand up. Because God's waiting for us to say, "This is not right, dear God. Forgive us for this sin." Even if you had the abortion, God will forgive you like you forgave David in regards to the adultery and this whole situation. But we have to own it and say, "God, forgive me. I've sinned, Lord," and he will. As a matter of fact, let's just pray right now. Let's just pray right now. I want to pray with you. We just want to pray. This is just a tragedy that we're seeing here. Father God, Lord, our hearts are broken as we're seeing what's taking place today. I wouldn't even have thought about, you know, a parcel company that we use on a daily basis throughout our country was also not only delivering mother's milk for life, but they were delivering babies' body parts that was death across this nation, dear God. This alleged thing is just breaking our hearts, God. We ask you, Lord, that you would touch the heart of the leadership of Federal Express, that they would just not do this. They're saying they're not going to deliver, animal parts or animal parts that, you know, these kills taking place in Africa with animals and stuffing them and all that. How much more important is the children, the bodies of children that they stop and say, "I won't deliver these particular anymore. I won't pick them up and I won't deliver them." Dear God, forgive us for this gross sin. Lord, we cry out like Josiah, Lord, understand that you are angry with what has happened. And this innocent bloodshed is crying out, God. We say, "Lord, forgive us, Lord. End abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening," we pray in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.